USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to tap the U.S. oil reserve again in an attempt to control spiking gas prices. The White House announced an average of 1 million additional barrels of oil will be put on the market from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve each day over the next 6 months. This comes as AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.22 a gallon to fill up. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says over 10 million people will be arrested at the border during the 4 years of the Biden presidency. Patrick saying the president doesn't care about the lives of people and the risk they're taking to cross the border.
You know, in the old days, Elvis used to say TCB, taking care of business. Biden's version of that is GCV, green card, citizenship, and voting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed a 15-week abortion ban into law Wednesday as the Supreme Court considers a similar law in Mississippi and appears poised to let it stand. The new Arizona law protects life and makes abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy illegal, except in cases of medical emergency. The law also makes it a felony for doctors to commit abortions in violation of the law. Astronomers make a discovery that has everyone at NASA talking. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Irindell.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A lawsuit against the construction of the Obama Presidential Center is tossed by a judge.
A judge has tossed out an attempt to block construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's historic Jackson Park over concerns it would adversely impact the environment. A nonprofit group called Protect Our Parks led the lawsuit filed against the City of Chicago, the Obama Foundation, and other organizations and individuals last year. They said the environmental study linked to the project was flawed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Trump-era order that blocks illegal immigrants from entering the country because of public health concerns, known as Title 42, is no longer needed, according to the CDC. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News that the Biden administration should keep it in place.
They're putting Americans' lives at risk. We know that fentanyl is way up across the southern border, and that means Americans are dying because of the decisions of Mayorkas and the president.
The Easter egg roll is back at the White House on April 18th following a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. If you want your child to participate in the tradition, parents and guardians must register their child online by 6 p.m. Eastern time today to be entered in the lottery. The event dates back to the 1870s. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.